Echter! Huh? Heb je zin om even mijn avondje te gaan stappen?
Wie denk je wel wie je bent?
Ik heet Moppie, ik ben een lekker wijf. Met een heel mooi lijf. Ik hou van zoenen, huh? Lekker lang zoenen. Met mijn blonde haar krijg ik alles voor elkaar. Gouden ringen en dat soort dingen.
Neem een ander in de maling, vrouwen horen thuis. Achter het fornaas, sokken stoppen.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to be an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great show for you. Do you remember Ghost? Specifically, The Ghost Show. It's a conservative radio program hosted on Blog Talk Radio. And honestly, I don't know why this guy is still at it. Every single episode, this is a daily program. A daily radio show between the hours of 3:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. It is pretty much entirely comprised of prank calls to this poor guy, right? And now his show has been overtaken by a group of people known as bronies. Are you familiar with bronies? If not, let me school you. Bronies are guys who are obsessed with My Little Ponies. Specifically, the new My Little Pony series, which is aired on the Hub Network. I've been talking about that for a while now. Gem and Transformers and My Little Ponies, oh my. Ghost is trying to host his radio show, quite frankly, in vain, because he can't get a normal call through. They're all bronies calling in today. Take a listen.
Jesus Christ. 973, you're on the horn.
I have a feeling he's saying Jesus Christ to a previous caller.
Jesus Christ. 973, you're on the horn. Jesus Christ.
Hey, what's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
I want to talk to you about how...
He sounds defeated at this point. I need to start listening to The Ghost Show. It sounds hilarious.
I'm going to screw him over like small-town America. You see, every year in my town, we have this tradition. It's called a winter wrap-up. And we go around and we have to manually change seasons. But then fucking Princess Celestia comes in.
Oh, shut up with your stupid brony crap, you over-feminine fruity males!
Wait, so first of all, I love that Ghost knows who Princess Celestia is.
With no integrity, for Christ's sake? I mean, I've seen you idiots comment on these dumbass little brony videos that these goddamn little My Little Pony followers are making of me on YouTube, for Christ's sake. I've seen you fruity bastards. You're like,
oh, there's nothing wrong with being an effeminate male. There's nothing wrong
with
that.
That's a good voice.
I mean, as a matter of fact, let me see a toolbox. Let me see it.
I mean, are you kidding me? Of course there's something wrong with that, all right? Now, of course, I know that there are natural... feminine males, and it's because, I don't know, maybe they had too much estrogen pumped in their ass or something. I don't know what the hell the problem is.
Wow. But he's a compassionate conservative. These goddamn fruity bastards had too much estrogen pumped into their asshole.
There are, okay? Great. you know, go ahead and, you know, go to your little gay clubs and, you know, participate in your homosexual activity within the privacy of your own home. All right? What I don't like about the homosexual community is that they want oral copulation between two men across the street from an elementary school, and they want it protected by the First freaking Amendment, for Christ's sake.
What? The First Amendment has to do with free speech, not cocksucking.
Some calls right now. Area code.
And who cares if two guys are blowing each other in their own house across the street from an elementary school? It's not like the kids can watch, unfortunately.
434, you're on the horn.
What is up, Ghost? I'm fucking pumped!
You're pumped now? I hope you're pumped.
I'm fucking pumped! Cold is up, motherfucker! This is great!
What are you pumped about, huh? What are you pumped about, for Christ's sake? And hopefully that you're not pumped because you're seeing a glory hole in some park bathroom.
Hopefully I'm not one of these little fucking kids sitting in the chin. I'm not one of these
kids. Listen, everyone, calm down. First of all, just because you're a brony does not mean you're gay.
Motherfuckers, sitting here fucking on 4chan eating Pop-Tarts, getting fucking crumbs on the keyboard, fucking out there doing shit.
Oh, yeah,
out there buying gold!
Get him off, for Christ's sake. I don't want some pathetic waste of Pop-Tart-eating, loser, new-fag crap-talking garbage about how he's doing anything when he's accomplishing absolutely God.
It's so... What's great about Ghost, as opposed to other conservative radio talk show hosts, is he's very... It's very easy to get under his skin, and he's willing to fight with you.
Damn nothing. Let's see who else is out there. Did that idiot sound happy, huh? Did he sound happy shoveling Pop-Tarts in his hole?
Yes, he did.
Not having anybody whack his wiener? Huh? Well, having to go on 4chan to find some sort of social pipeline instead of going to a social event?
See, this has been going on for a while. Poor Ghost has been the subject of 4chan harassment for, I guess, years now.
Huh? Instead of going somewhere else, for Christ's sake? Absolutely not.
This goes on for 14 minutes, by the way. I'm only going to play a few more.
What else we got going on? Who else is here? Let me tell you something. If I call on you and you say anything unoriginal, well, that just goes to show what type of fruity-ass crap popped out of your father's nutsack. You got that, boy? Let's take some callers here. Let's take them right.
Ghost is keeping it real today.
Goddamn now. Area code 201. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm training. I can't talk right now.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. You're training. I didn't know that you didn't have your hand up. My bad.
Are we getting a call from a Pokemon master?
201, you're on the air.
I'm still training. I'm training. I can't talk right now.
You're still training?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Don't tell me you're training on...
All right, I'm going to fast forward halfway through this video here. Things have got to improve for old Ghost.
We got Skeel. What's going on, Skeel?
Come on, Skeel.
K-I-T-E-D-J. All right, what's going on? Any more? All right, we got Wicked Deed. We got Nuts. You stupid piece of crap. You're trying to make me say something that I don't want to say, and that's it. I'm ending the shout-outs now. I'm ending the shout-outs because you idiots are going to play these stupid little worm games. You're going to play these stupid little word games with me, for Christ's sake.
706, Radio Graffiti.
Do you guys have a feeling that maybe this is a C.B. Walker situation where Ghost wants you to call in and harass him?
Greetings.
Okay, I believe that's the Kidz Bop version of Jesus California Christ. Girls.
Dude, it's just a fucking show. My Little Pony's awesome.
Yeah, you sound like you would like My Little Pony. It also sounds like you'd probably like a naked picture of Ricky Martin's poop shoot. Jesus Christ. 903 Radio.
Bada bing zing.
Graffiti.
Walk around out here in Texas with my strap on.
Shut up your ass, all you people that are reading.
Now it's Ghost calling Ghost.
Editing my voice, they're splicing my voice and saying all this ridiculous nonsense. Shove it up your ass.
973 Radio.
This is the type of shit that MSNBC needs to pick up. Then I would watch that news channel.
Graffiti.
Harmony, I love you. Silver Pony, you my girl. Eater of Kins, you my nigga. You my...
Stupid dumbass brony. Get him off, for Christ's sake.
He says get him off as if, you know, he's got a whole staff, you know, picking up the phones. Get him off the line. It's just Ghost. If there was a call screener, we wouldn't have this problem.
The last group of people that I want to hear is a bunch of dildo up the ass having bronies, for Christ's sake. You all heard my tweet. You all saw that tweet of a brony weekend. And if you didn't see a brony weekend, well, my God, go to my Twitter and scroll down. 512 Radio Graffiti.
I can just listen to this shit all fucking day. Come on, right? He's ruining this guy's day.
Stupid sack of crap. Get him off with the stupid pony. I'm getting infested by bronies. I'm getting infested with sick, trans, testicle, and overly feminine bronies, for Christ's sake.
Okay.
I mean, is this world gone, man?
Someone do some investigation on Ghost.
Jesus Christ. How many of you sick, disgusting, sicko perverts are you, you freaking brony bastards? Well, or can take about 10 second. Steps away from my freaking butt crack.
Wait, hold
with
on.
All this brony
okay, we're
talk.
Done with. Shut
Jesus
up, Ghost.
Jesus Christ.
I have to tell you, as I was playing this, I'm sorry. This is so stupid. I went on to Ghost's radio show page, right? And there's a section called Recent Listeners, and you can sign up for an account and post pictures. They're all like my little ponies listening to the show. Check it out. blogtalkradio.com/ghost for the Ghost radio show. We spent a lot of time on that. So stupid. Before we get into the news, Corey has found a new retard public service announcement. Take a listen.
I can
read and write.
I can work.
I can do this.
I can
make love. What is it with retards and their teeth? They're always full of gums and little chiclet teeth. It's really weird.
I can do this. I can.
Yeah, I can. Why wouldn't you take two on that? Like, tone it down, right? Let's try this again. Just say, I can. Yeah, I can.
Make lunch. Play baseball.
Yes, I can do my exercise.
As she's bouncing on an exercise ball.
I can. Play guitar. I can.
Not good.
I can draw. Yes, I can.
I can.
Yes, I can. I can work a computer.
I can do your searches.
You got a real brainiac here doing word searches. Try a fucking Sudoku.
I can do your searches.
I can work a sus.
Play basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
I can
work a team. I can dance.
So they spend a minute talking about the things they can do.
Help my friends.
I mean, that's a complete list, I think.
I can.
Days on end describing all the things they can't do. All right, so there you go. A little public service announcement for the unsavories, as we call them. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, what are you waiting for? Help support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus bonus content, all sorts of good stuff. This past weekend, I did an exclusive show. Tomorrow, I've got an extended one for you, so it's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a local news reporter from Washington, D.C. ended up getting covered in what is probably the remnants of raw sewage as he delivered live hurricane reports from Ocean City, Maryland. WTTG-TV reporter Tucker Barnes was providing live updates for stations around the country as a wall of what he described as sea foam poured over him. Barnes was on the boardwalk as Hurricane Irene hit the coast of Maryland. He noted at one point that he had immersed himself in organic material. That organic material was most likely the effects of raw sewage pouring into the water during the storm. The poor reporter didn't know that, though. It doesn't taste great, he said, as some of the, quote, sea foam got in his mouth. He said it had a sandy consistency and added, I can tell you firsthand, it doesn't smell great. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts sprayed the toxic mix across the reporter and the boardwalk. You know what? Rather than me read about it, Let's just listen to the report from Tucker Barnes himself. Tucker, take it away, my friend.
The conditions here continue to deteriorate in a big way. We've had wind gusts to about 60 miles per hour here. I'm on the boardwalk, which of course is one of the most popular sort of hotspots here in Ocean City during the summer. And just in the past hour or so, the waves have really started to pick up, and they've been making a charge at the seawall, which was built back in the 1980s after Hurricane Gloria. And as the waves are crashing up against the seawall, it's developing this foam that is riding over the top and starting to stick to all the hotels and
buildings
right along the boardwalk here. Excuse me, it's in my face as well. As you can imagine, it doesn't taste great. I've been told by my station, I don't know what it is, but it has a sort of a sandy consistency to it. You guys there?
Yeah, Tucker, we've never seen anything like this. You just said it has a sandy consistency. What is it? It smells like ocean, I take it?
Yeah, you got it. It smells like ocean. Our chief meteorologist back at the station said that it's some sort of organic matter, I guess plankton or something, and mixed in with sand and
bunch
salt.
Of idiots at this station.
And I can tell you firsthand that it doesn't smell great. Yeah, it doesn't sting a whole lot. It feels kind of soapy, but it doesn't smell great.
I mean, foam usually kind of dissipates on the spot. This is the first you've seen. This area in Ocean City isn't known for this, right? You know, sometimes we have these popular spots we like to go to for a storm.
They're sticking with the sea foam theory, huh?
You haven't seen anything like this. This area is not known for this, right?
Never seen anything like it, and I was talking to a resident that was around
like
the corner,
brown,
and he told me that he's been here for 25 years and never seen
foam.
Anything like it either. So I take it as highly unusual, and of course related to the hurricane activity, must really be spinning up the ocean here. You probably can't see it because it's dark, but I've got very large waves just off my shoulder here, and it's a very angry sea. I mean, I've got waves breaking about 6 feet away.
There you go. You get the idea. Second story we have for you today. Good news for one Montreal woman. She won't have to show her vagina in court. After numerous frustrating phone calls with bureaucrats, Sunshine Rose, really, will exist in the eyes of the Quebec government, and her mother will not have to show her vagina to anyone to prove that the 5-month-old infant is hers. Heather Mattingly. Well, she has a normal name. Why did you give your fucking daughter a cracked-out name like Sunshine? Heather Mattingly, who gave birth in March, has spent her time since trying to convince the director something d'etat civil, kind of some French word, that even though she engaged the help of an unlicensed midwife to give birth at home, the baby is indeed hers. Days after the birth, and as required, she provided the government agency in charge of issuing birth certificates with an ultrasound, a doctor's letter, and an attention of birth. But none of that was good enough. This week, the agency said she'd have to get a vaginal examination, a procedure that doctors and midwives alike agreed would prove absolutely nothing. A torn-up pussy does not necessarily mean a cunt turd was shot through that thing. You know, just ask a 40-year-old porn star, for instance. Back to the story here. Quote, they're saying we're not doubting the pregnancy. We're doubting that you birthed a live child. How is a vaginal exam going to prove that? Mattingly said. But late Friday, after many calls from the media, the agency's director called Mattingly and said after reviewing her case personally, he decided she didn't need to go for the examination. But he said she still had to provide an ultrasound. But unlike the first one she submitted, this one had to be signed by a doctor. Marie Godbout, a spokesperson for the agency, said she couldn't comment on the case specifically, but said anyone who gives birth without a doctor or licensed midwife present has to prove the biological link between mother and child. It's done in the public interest and to protect the child, and it's to prevent things like trafficking in children. Oh, stupid law. So there you go. A woman does not have to show her twat to the court. Final story we have for you today. Testimony that a 12-year-old girl was wandering around tripping on mushrooms led to some stern parenting advice from a Douglas County judge that's over there in Omaha, Nebraska, I guess. Cynthia Edward, 37, was ordered Friday to stand trial on charges of felony child abuse and manufacturing a controlled substance. The mother gave her daughter the mushrooms. The charges were in connection with an incident in which police say the girl was given the mushrooms by her mom. Edward and her husband, Christopher Edward, 39, were arrested 2 weeks ago after a hotel worker found their daughter wet and covered in mud, wandering around near 107th and Pacific Street, screaming, "I'm Blue Boy!" Okay. Don't you understand? The pilot light. I'm looking into the pilot light. All right. The girl was talking to a hot dog and was taken to Children's Hospital and Medical Center. In court Friday, Detective Chris Perna testified that the girl's father told police that the couple had given the daughter the mushrooms and had done so twice before. Perna said Christopher Edward told police he and his wife started growing mushrooms in their apartment after their daughter came to them in April and said she was interested in trying them. They're really taking an interest in this girl's extracurricular activities. All right. Rather than have her find the shrooms on the streets, they decided that growing them was the safer option. The family has taken mushrooms together before as part of a spiritual journey, Perna said. Christopher Edward said the couple never sold mushrooms, but did give them to friends as gifts. After Douglas County Judge John Huber decided that Cynthia Edwards should stand trial, her court-appointed attorney, Jessica Douglas, asked that her $500,000 bail be reduced. Douglas said there was no evidence that Cynthia had given her daughter, who was placed in protective custody, the mushrooms or that she helped grow them. Douglas also said her client has mental health issues. They always do. Huber reduced the bail to $150,000 bail, but had some words for Cynthia. The problem is no one stepping in and said you shouldn't give mushrooms to a 12-year-old girl, he said. You don't have to have a high school education to figure that probably isn't a good idea. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Tim, it's Jared from California. Listening to the Buddy Crush audio, and I got to point out that my favorite thing about you playing that is in the background, you can lightly hear you saying, "No!" I laugh every time you play that.
Oh, no.
Also, since you're playing classic editions of Sex Factor Tuesday, would it be possible for you to play the one where the girl goes swimming with her grandpa and eats magma off his dick and falls his load? That's the only Sextastic Tuesday that ever made my dick get wet.
I think I'll be doing a new Sextastic Tuesday this week. A bunch of you freaks have sent in submissions. I'm going to go through them later today and find a good one. But yeah, next best of Sextastic Tuesday store, or Classique Edition, I'll try to find the girl licking off Grandpa's smegma-covered cock. Nothing. That was nothing. Abortion.
Hey, it's me, Alex. You know what really pisses me off? I mean, this shit might piss you off, too.
Maybe. Let's
see. Are the people who bitch on Twitter. Just bitch whenever they say, "Oh, no, I'm so worried. I'm so worried that I'm going to lose him whenever he's going home. Because he hasn't slept in hours." I'm like, there's nothing for you to worry about. Yeah, he might get a hit in an accident. But enough fucking worrying.
What the fuck are you talking? Are you talking about, like, you worried about... What? Like Twitter, like tweets from people who are worried about people leaving their house. Like, I'm worried if he's going to get home safely.
Worrying isn't going to do damn shit for it. You're going to sleep. Don't worry about it. And don't be going to fucking
sleep.
To make up shit. You're just,
Alex,
you're losing.
You need to slow it down and tell me exactly what the fuck you're trying to say. I mean, come on.
Jimmy Boo. I don't mean to be an asshole, but I was going on your site, and I realized that I couldn't log into the administration area, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get into this administrator area. So I took my time, went through my emails, got my passwords and stuff, and then I realized the administration area was to cancel your subscription. Oh yeah, brother, fucking smart thinking. I was too high to figure that out.
You can cancel your membership through PayPal.
Hey, Tim. Who the fuck uses a fax machine anymore? This is 12 o'clock ground beef.
Hello, ground beef.
Did you guys ever really, like, consider what a topsy-turvy world it really would be if 12 o'clock was
ground beef.
Ground beef.
Yeah. And hamburger was midnight.
Glass meat clocks. I don't know what to say.
I know. It's you really have to think about it.
Hey, can I see James Henson? I have a couple important things to say. Under this camp. Here, by the way. On the August 23rd show, the Tuesday one, you say that only the sideshow members get the extended content, but on this one it was 45 minutes long and it had the audio and the sex story.
Oh!
Bizarre thing.
Did I?
So just wanted to tell you that.
Did I give you guys a little something extra?
And
a little sneak preview of the sideshow?
Also,
did I let that slip?
I wanted to ask Spiral Ham Walker.
Walker.
What, how old is he? Because he could be 40. He could be 30. He could be mid or late 20s doing a voice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He could be a lot of things. I don't know. Spiral Ham Fucker, how old are you, my friend?
Yeah,
excuse me.
It's making me so fucking
mad. Yeah? Come on, get into it.
Fucking horny. I want you to pull out that big fucking cock and start choking.
Well, now I know this is fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Fantasy.
I want your fucking cum.
All of it? Really?
I want it nasty. Oh, you freaks fucking line up. Bring this big, hard fucking cock to me.
Oh, she wants to get fucked by a bunch of freaks.
Oh, let's pump that cum now.
Pump that cum.
Yeah.
Pump it. Stick it in your hole and fuck it.
Big fucking cock cum. Oh, jerk it. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh.
We've got a horny one on the line, freaks.
Oh, God.
Well, I hope that was satisfying for you. Moving on.
I've got a deep voice and a big black cock. Can your insurance company say that?
Maybe what he's trying to say here is he's got such a big penis, he needed to get that thing insured.
Jagu, Tim, loyal sideshow freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist.
Ah, yes.
You just read the news story about the kid who killed himself with the helium in the bag on his head.
Yes.
Well, I remember you read a different news story a while back saying that they actually sell that as a kit to kill yourself. Comes with a helium tank, a tube, a bag to put on your head, and a book. I can't remember exactly what the book was called. But, yeah, you definitely read a story a while back about a actual suicide kit that can be purchased over the internet.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what that kid did. Anyways, Jagu.
A new product for the Distorted View store, Jagu.net.
Hey, Tim. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Well, it's
kind
of late for it. But anyway.
Right month.
Hey, I'm listening to some old episodes from the archives, and these Sextastic Tuesdays where you got Jen reading, man, she's pretty good. You got to bring her back. Anyway, wanted to say that.
Yeah, Jeanette's great. I mean, she did a couple Sextastic Tuesday stories for us, and I would love to have her do some more if I can persuade Paul to lend me her for a while. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God!
You know, feminine males, and it's because, I don't know, maybe they had too much estrogen pumped in their ass or something. I don't know what the hell the problem is.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
if you want an A, equals fuck. You got that?